Zeichen Nishmas Avi Mori, Yaakov bin Yisrael Pinchas, Zeichen Nishmas Daniel Shane Bas Yeshua Falak. Okay, hello.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you? Okay. So we're continuing packet B7 today. And yesterday, to remind us, we were talking about the status of the milk in the stomach of an animal. Right? And we had the three shitas, and then we discussed whether this is a Daraisa Shiloh or a Darabanan Shiloh. And then we at the end of the shiur, we started to talk about the concept of Dover Hamamid. That if you put something in the milk, which will change its character, will cause the milk to become cheese, it'll transform it. So if the thing that you put in, the Dover Hamamid, is non-kosher, so then even though you have the ratio to Bevatel, but Dover Hamamid is Eidu Batel. So therefore, if something's a Mamid, it's not going to be Batel. Dover Hamamid Eidu Batel. And so that means that if you take a piece of the stomach of a treif animal and you put it into a big vat of milk, and there's 60 times the milk to the piece of meat, but since it's not just a tarovus, that piece of meat from the stomach, the acidity, causes the whole milk to transfer its composition, it changes from milk to cheese, then it's not going to be batel. Dover Hamamid Eidu Batel. And that's why the same thing, if you take milk from the stomach, it also could be a Dover Hamamid. And then that's the question, because what if the animal drank milk from a trefa, in other words, a trefa animal, it was milked, and you have treif milk, and now this animal drinks it, and now that treif milk is in the stomach, and now you want to use, and then you shech that animal, and now you want to take the milk out of the stomach and use that to be a Dover Hamamid. So that's going to be the question, whether is that considered the three shitas that we had yesterday. Because according to the Rambam, it's mutter. So if you would be mamid in it, with it, if you take the milk out of the stomach, even though it was started off as treif milk, because it got its milk from a treif animal, but since it went into the stomach, then anything in the stomach is pirsha ba'alma, and therefore it wouldn't be usher. Because Dover Hamamid ain't a bottle, as if the Dover Hamamid is treif. And here the Dover Hamamid is not treif, according to the Rambam. But according to Rashi, the milk is gets the same status. It doesn't change. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, we make a distinction between whether the milk is liquidy, or whether it's a solid. Israel, you want to do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you tell mommy, I want to soak my...
Yeah, okay.
If I can bring in the one I'm giving the shear,
okay.
I can soak my foot.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, okay.
Okay. So that is now. So let's take a look in the Prima Garden for a second. On page 20. The Hakdama to the Prima Garden. He says, Dover Hamamid lo batel hu gam kein midrabanan. words, he wants to say that the din of Dovra HaMamed Eino Batel is only a din to Rabbana. Because Midaraisa, it should be Batel. Vav Manda Omar B'Taima Hava Min HaTorah. In other words, we had a discussion, what about if something is really Batel, but it's a Milsa Davida L'Taima. So, what would be the so we had a discussion that it's not batel, and when you discuss whether that's a din d'oraisa or not, right? Milsa David. But here, it's not a, there's no tam here. It's not a milsa David or a taima, because it's a dover mamid. So it doesn't, the dover mamid, the cheese doesn't get the taste of the stomach of the animal. Right? So he says, "V'dovar mamid lo batel, hugam kemi drabanim." Rav man da omar b'taima have a minatora, mode b'mamid dein botam. It was, even if you want to say that milsa David lo taima, that means that we discussed that even if you have shishim, right, it's still not batel because it has a strong taste. Maybe, and we discussed whether that's a din d'oraisa or not, right? We in the previous year, but this is nothing to do with tam.
Thank you.
This is nothing to do with Tom. So therefore, it only be a din derabbanan. Halachoil upulaso nikar gazru be rabbanan. In other words, because the idea is, how could you say it's batel? Batel means we view it as it's non-existent. But look, this Dover Hamamid changed the whole composition of the, you know, of the milk. So you can't ignore it. But Lamaisa, it's not giving tam. So therefore we say that it's a din derabbana. Hol pulaso nikar gazru be rabbana. And if Chok Yaakov Sham Kosev B'Pshitus, the Mamid Harak Midrabanan. Rayim B'Tosas Vachem V'Dad Dover HaMamid She'ini Sur B'Fnei Atzmo Lo Havi Mamid. Whereas the idea of Dover HaMamid is that the Eidu Batel is that the Dover HaMamid is treif. In other words, either it's a non-kosher animal, so therefore the stomach obviously is non-kosher meat, and you put that stomach in the milk and it's going to make cheese, but it's a dover mamid, the stomach which is dover mamid is treif, and therefore it's not going to be batel. But if it's kosher meat, then it's okay, even though we still have that shiloh that we mentioned yesterday, the tshuva, I'm building up this tshuva from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, even though we're not going to get to see it right away, but the Rabbi Akiva Eiger has the kasha of, but understand, it's still fleishik, right? So even if it's kosher, the animal, and you're taking the stomach of a kosher animal, that's still meat, so therefore, if it's eidu batel, you know, so now you're putting it together with milk, and it's and if it's over the mamid eidu batel, so how come it's okay? How come we don't call that a dover mamid?
Eitz ba'alma.
Well, what if it's not eitz ba'alma? Right? What if it's a nice stomach that's not nisyabesh? Then why doesn't an aser, if dover mamid is eidu batel, so therefore you're having a vat of milk, and you're having a stomach that's meat, and it's in a bottle, so then it should be basim cholov, or at least basim cholov midrabanan. But he says that the general rule of dover mamid is in a bottle, is that it's a din derabanan, because lemaisa the tam is not nikar. Right, the tam is not niker, so since the tam is not niker, we can't we can't say that it's an Issa Daraisa. Right? But we can't say that it's totally batel, because Lamaisa, it's very much, its presence is very much nikar, because it changed the whole mahus of the milk. It changed it into cheese. So that's the okay. So let's take a look. Into how other Rishonim discussed this this issue. Take a look on page 24 in the tour, page 24.
That's a very intelligent question.
What?
What the Prima Gorim wants to say, I see, that the half first model is not possible.
I can't hear you. Could you speak a little loud? I can't hear you.
The Prima Gorim, I think, is trying to say it's not possible to follow the Arise, so I can.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see. I can't hear you. Okay. Take a look on page. Yeah. Page.
Can you hear me now?
What?
Can you hear me?
Can't hear you. Do you have.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Well, you want to say it's number one, it's not possible to call it the right spot? Because it's cold, I guess. It's cold.
Yeah, we'll see.
And secondly, it's cold.
Yeah.
That's
okay, let's take a look now on page 24. Maise be'echot shehemi givinos be'chola to Shikra. Whereas, what's the din if you make cheese and you made cheese with the vinegar of beer? In other words, you made the Dover Hamamid was chametz. The Dover Hamamid was chametz. V'asar Rabbeinu Ravon Lashosim bePesach Kaven deukmi mokim chashiv kimo beinayu. So the Rav Yoah says that since there was a chametz dover hamamid, so we view that as a be'en. In other words, we had a discussion whether. What are you allowed to keep in your house on Pesach? Right? Are you allowed to keep taruvas chametz in your house? Right? Because Eilo over in Pesach, and the question is, even if there's shishim, but is it still taruvas? And we had two opinions. One opinion says that Eilo Ovrin means you have to get rid of it, or Eilo Ovrin just means that you can't eat it. Ovrin min ha-shulchan. So, what if you have something that's a Dover Hamamid? So, it's Eino Batel. So, L'chora, so the Ravon says, it's Eino Batel, so it's like you have a piece of bread. So, this cheese was made with milk, but the milk became cheese through a Dover HaMamid, and the Dover HaMamid was vinegar, chametz dik of vinegar, that was coming from beer, which was coming from barley. So, Ravon says, that if you mamid gvinos b'chala de shikra, then you can't keep it in your house on Pesach. Because even if you want to say that taruvas chametz you could keep in your house, you just can't eat it. But this is worse. This is like a chametz be'en. Because dover hamamid is ein obata. And let's see in Shulchan Aruch how this is brought down. On page 26. Shecha she'osim michitim usa'orim. If you have beer that was made from wheat or barley, chayovim levaro. He says you have to get rid of it. Because again, it was... So the first halacha in the Shulchan Aruch was that it's beer, it's chametz dikah beer, you have to get rid of. And then the second halacha is this din of the Ravon, that if you had cheese that was the Dover Hamamid was chametz, then you have to get rid of that cheese. Certainly you can't eat it, but you have to get rid of the cheese. And let's see the Magen Avraham. In other words, normally we would say if something is batal b'shishim, you know, from before Pesach, if something is batal b'shishim, then it's batal. So afilu yesh bem shishim neged achal lo batal, dov hamamid afilu be'elof lo batal. Even if you have shishim in the milk, so you have milk, and then you put a little bit of vinegar in the milk, and there's shishim kenegdo. But that's the din of dover hamamid ain't a batal. So now we view the cheese as chametz stick. The dover hamamid feel be'elof lo batal. Because of this, v'heter klal chafhei the midoraisa batal. So the Isser v'heter says that it is batal midoraisa, el midrabanan aser. It's only aser midrabanan, because the din of dover hamamid ain't a batal. The Isser v'heter says that's only a din drabanan. We just saw it in the Prima Gadim, that it's only a din derabanan, so midrash it's batal. Aval tur kasav, but the tur that we just saw says no. The chashiv kimo be'ene. The tur says that it's considered like be'en. Mashu tzvirle this is midrashed. Dimlo kein lo yatzarich levaru ladaito kimo she'amru. Because if it wouldn't have been, if it would only have been a din, the Torah Shita is that if it would only be a din derabanan, then you would have been able to keep it in your house. So the Torah says it's only if it's because it's a din daraisa. So here the Magen Avraham is claiming that the Torah Shita is that davar mami ain't a batel is a din daraisa. Pasuk dover hamamid batal uvechametz al kaponim mutal lashoso udvar b'teilim neged kol hani ravisa. Yom Shul Shlomo says dover hamamid is batal and the chametz bePesach is mutal lashoso, but we don't follow that. So it turns out that the Magen Avraham is claiming that it's a machloikas whether Dover Hamamid is a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. Let's see in the Machtzis HaShekel on page 28 Let's get some clarity. The Machtes HaShekel. Yeah, well, Machtes HaShekel is going to explain it right now. Take a look on page 28. The Rav Yoshita is... Or the Ravon maybe. That the... If you mamid with chametz, then you have to get rid of it. The sfir le latur, the dover in she isur ki mid rabban mudul shoso el akroch the sfir le david araisim adiv mitaruvus dahavi kimo beene el shachronim tamu al latur shososer asatzmo to be a day mashu the sfir le dover mamid batal kol isur. Chametz al kaponim new mishum di sur mashu yesh lahachmir din achil al hanah al kaponim the shoso mutter. So he says that what that that if something is what if something is you have Yisur Mashu of Chametz, right? It's Batal B'Shishim. And you have an Isur Mashu. So that's a Din D'Rabbanan, you can't eat the Chametz. But the question is, could you keep that Chametz in your house? An Isur Mashu? It's batal. It's batal b'shishim. So the Torah says, yeah, you could keep that in your house. Because it's only a Din D'Rabbanan. So why is the Torah... So that's what the Torah holds, says the Machtes HaShekel. So if you can keep something that's only a nisid rabban in your house, even though you can't eat it, if chametz b'mashu on Pesach, you can't eat that chametz, right? It's also b'mashu, so you can't eat that chametz. So how come? You have to throw out, according to the Ravon, you have to throw out the cheese. The cheese that had a Dovra Mamid. Because, and if you hold the whole din of Dovra Mamid, it means, Dovra Mamid means there is Shishim already. But still, it's a Dovra Mamid, so we say Eino Batel, so meaning that the regular din of Chometz Otsu B'Mashu won't apply. Because really it should be batal, but it's a Dover Mamid, so it transforms. So you can't say that it's not there. So the Torah says that if you have cheese, it quotes the Ravon, that if you have cheese that is made from vinegar of chametz, then you have to get rid of the cheese. It's only Darbana. It must be that the Torah's understanding that that's a din. The Torah's understanding of the Das HaRavon that that's a din Daraisa. Against what we said before, that maybe a Dover Mamid is a din only Midrabana, like we saw in the Prima Gadim. No, it could be that it's a din Daraisa. And they ask Akasha that it seems elsewhere that the Torah is saying that the Dover Mamid is really batel, it's only a Din D'Rabbanan. So that's what the Magen Avraham is saying. Back to the Magen Avraham. He says, "Kasev v'isav v'hetter the midaraisa batal midrabanan osur." For the Torah, that's what the isav v'hetter says. It's only a din d'rabanan. The Torah says it's like be'en. It's mashu that's an isav d'raisa, and it has to be because if it would be a din, if it would be a din d'rabanan, then you would be able to keep it. So by the fact that he says that it's not a din that you can't keep it, must be the l'shitaso. He holds that it's a deraisa. That's the we discussed that first Mishnah in the third parak of Psachim, that Taruvas Chametz, whether you have to get rid of Taruvas Chametz or not. Well, there we talked about, well, what was the, you know, Eilu Ovrim B'Pesach, whether it means Ovrim Min HaShulchan, or does it mean Ovrim Min HaOlam? And the Chok Yaakov is not so sure the Magen Avraham is right. If you look at the bottom here, Magen Avraham Kosev Dadas Atur Dadov Ramam Dereis Lobot of Ein Dvar of Nuchrochim Kosev Besev Beisil Pamachas Nishalti Al Kli Shekorim Balshin Shemiyuchan Lushbo Isa Venosin Isa Seor Vofim Pas Kodim Pesach Venishar Dovuk Maat Isa Shoch Velorochzu Gavral Pesach Har Pesach Shoch Veloshim Bo Isa Vofim Isa Pas Madino. So he has a whole discussion here. So it comes out that there's the Magen Avraham saying it's a machlokus, whether that the Yisuf Hetter says that Dovra Ma'amid is only a Dindar Abadim. And the Torah is saying it's a Dindar Aisa. And he's saying the Yamshel Shlomo maybe holds that Dovra Ma'amid is Batal, against everything we've been learning till now. That maybe he doesn't hold from the whole din of Dover HaMamed. That Dover HaMamed is Batal. But he says that his opinion, Dvarav B'Talim Neged Kol Hani Rav V'sa, that his opinion is rejected based on all the other, yeah. Now let's take a look in the, there's a tshuva here from the Chasam Sofer. One second. Take a look. What are you saying, Ailey?
How do we understand what did you say that when I looked at that the Torah says elsewhere that it's a Doraisa?
What?
Didn't we say that the Magen Avraham said that the Torah says elsewhere that it's a
Doraisa? That the Dovra Mammon is a Doraisa, that's why, because he holds that anything the Rabbanon, the Torah sheet is anything that is only also with the Rabbanon, you can't eat. Like an Isser Mashahu, you can't eat, but you can keep it in your house. So why does he say to get rid of the... Why does the Torah say that according to the Ravon, you have to get rid of it? The answer is because he holds that the Ravon is saying it's a Din Daraisa. That Dovra Mamed is a Din Daraisa. So if because even though the Prima Gadim says it's only Drabbanim, because Prima Gadim was understanding that Lamaisa, you don't taste it. When you eat the cheese, you're not tasting the chametz. You don't feel the taste of the chametz. Yeah.
Did you say that there's another source that says that
you don't have that
to
toy? So it's considered like Nikarisa, what?
Said that he
saw
another Torah that would imply that the Torah.
Yeah, then he has a kasha from another place in the Torah. Okay, yeah. But in this Torah, he's saying it's mashma that it's a daraisa.
But it's like the same as yeast and flour.
Wawa?
If you put yeast into flour and then you get bread, you don't taste the yeast. Yes, the whole thing is chametz.
Right.
We don't taste the mamed. Let's call the yeast as a mamed.
Right, but here it's milk and vinegar.
Right.
So
the yeast and the cheese is like the flour.
Right. So you're explaining why it should be a Din Daraisa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take a look now in the Chasam Sofer on page 25. Says beinyan dover hamamid lamor al emes, from a kor umer bekitzer ikro b'shas So my mamid became his avodah zara sur b'hana.
Yes.
Kosev magad Avram Yisuf Heter shu derabbanan. Omna b'tor mashu shu deraisa. Kach kosev sefer olia rabba shu osim ben haTorah chay mashu avodah zara. The ukmi kamuk. But the lashon of the Gemara is ukmi kamokim. It makes it into cheese. So it's like. It's like, you know what some want to say? It's like Nikar Ha'isser. Because even though you can't see the vinegar, but you can see what the vinegar did. That you could see. So that's why it could be an Isser Daraisa. Chay Mashmei Avodazara. To Ukmi Kamukim, Chomer Mitaruvus. Sheishbok Tam Ki Iker. Taruvus is Tam Ki Iker. And it's still that's the machlokas, where the tam ki ikar is whether you right if something is batel but not batel b'shishim, so it's still also mishim tam ki ikar. Could you keep that in your house? But certainly, if you have shishim, you could keep it in your house according to the Torah. Uman dover tam ki ikar doraisa gam dover hamami doraisa chay mashim b'ravon. Ainu Rabbeinu Tam El Ben Rabbeinu Yitzchok Yesh Mok Tzas Al Magad Avram Shkosov B'Shem Rashba Kol Shadaito La Arva Kach Lo Batil V'Hu Ba'orach B'Shulte Kiborim Hei Kosov Riyaz Mashik Shal Magad Avram Dain Osu Men HaTorah Keim Do Me Kuzayis M'Cheyach Lil Spas V'Lo Machshu La Torah Osu La Shosu. So he says that's the idea, that the Torah is considering it like it's Nikar Isser, like it's Be'en. So if it's like Be'en, so Taruvus, we said, that's the first Mishnah in third perk of Pesachim. Could you keep Taruvus Chametz in your house? Right, that's a machlokas, whether Taruvus Chametz you're not allowed to eat. I mean, what does Taruvus mean? That it's batel barov, but it doesn't have shishim. Right? So he says over evil over bepesach. That was a machlokas we showed him, whether it means that you're just not allowed to eat it over menashulchan, or it means that you have to get rid of it. But if there would be shishim, then the Torah says for sure you could keep it. So why? Because that's already only a din derabbanan that you can't eat it. If it's no shishim, that's a din deraisa, because then that's tam ki ikar deraisa. So then the question is, just because you can't eat it in Midaraisa, does that mean that you could keep it in your house? That's the machlokas in the first Mishnah in the third parak. Elu over b'pesach, the taruvus chametz, does it mean over means over min ha'olam or over min ha'shulchan? Over min ha'olam means you have to destroy it. You can't keep it in your house because this is going to be bal yirah. And the other opinion says over min ha'shulchan just means that you can't eat it, but you can keep it in your house. That's because there's no shishim. But if there's shishim, then it's only a din derabbanan. And then the Torah says, if it's only a din derabbanan, then for sure you can keep it in your house. So then, what's the story of a dover hamamid? So that's totally on this shaila. Because if you hold dover hamamid as a din derabbanan, then you should be able to keep it in your house. But if you hold the dover hamamid is not a din derabbanan, the dover hamamid is a din daraisa, so then you can't keep it. You can't keep it in your house. And the Torah quotes the Ravon that you have to get rid of the cheese. Yeah, if you have cheese that was made from milk, and the milk that you had chametzdika dover hamamid, chametzdika vinegar that you put in the milk, and then it changed into cheese. So that's the sheet of the Ravon that you have to destroy it. You have to get rid. You can't keep it in your house. You have to get rid of it. Ma'aseh mechad shehem migvinos b'chala v'omer Ravon v'osor Ravon la'shosu b'pesach. Ravon says you're not allowed to say, but why not? It's only Rabbanan. So that's what the Magen Avraham is saying, that you see from here that he must hold, there must be a shita that it's a din d'oraisa. And that's the question. The Prima Gadim says, no, it's batel midaraisa, because lamaisa you can't see it. So it's only, you know, it can't be better than the, you know, it's It's a din. Would you say it's a din derabanan? Because one hand, you have shishim already, and you don't taste it. So that's a derabanan. That's the prima gardim. But the other sheet says, no, you have shishim, and you can't. But since lamaisa, it transformed, so we don't view that as a derabanan. We view that as a deraisa. That's called like nikra iser. And anything that's nikra iser, I mean, even though it's not nikra, we discussed what nikra iser meant, right, when we were learning taruvas, right? But this is another idea of what nikra iser can mean. That we see that something was put in. I can't see it now because it was put in. Right? I can't see it at all. But I see what it did. I see the result. I see it. It started with milk and now it's cheese. So that's called nikra iser.
Who's saying that?
What?
You're saying that it's like
nikra iser. Who's saying it's nikra iser? So that's how the... Well, that's the Chasam Sofer explains it that way. That, and that's what the Magen Avraham, he's explaining what the Magen Avraham is saying. Esti, can you get me some, might have to get me some more hot water.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I learned some more.
Really? Okay. Okay, Ellie? And that's and they want to medayik it from the Lashon HaGemara. That Dover Isser, that Dover Maimi, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, where is it? Lamed Hey, Ukmi, Kamuki, it transforms. So something that transforms is called a Nikar Isser. So we had a Nikar Isser, different types of what, right, we discussed. Nikar Isser means that you have to actually see it, or. We discussed maybe nikar iser means if you can get it out, even if you can't see it, right? We discussed in the ra'or, right? If you can kasher it, maybe that's called nikar iser, even if you can't see it. And here's a new idea of what nikar iser can mean. And nikar iser can mean that you see what it created, even though you don't see it now. It's not like I could see it, I could see the bug in the thing. I can't see it at all. But look, I see the result. And I see the result, and that's what it is. Okay, that's the... Okay, so this is going to be a fundamental machlokes here. That's the last thing in here. Dovra mamid machlokes im din deraiso din derabanan. Right? So, and the Magen Avraham said it's a machloikas, and those different opinions, whether it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. Now, and this is going to be the whole discussion. It's interesting, somebody was discussing with me about cheese. You know, the whole idea of the kashrus of cheese is because it could be a dover hamamid that's treif. And though, even though it's cheese, people would say, oh, what's wrong with cheese? But if the Dover Mamid is treif, then we have another halacha that we're going to see in the future, that any cheese that was made by a goy, even if he used kosher ingredients, chazal asid, because we're afraid maybe he's going to put in treif Dover Hamamid. That's more chomer than chol of Yisrael. See, people don't realize that cheese is a stronger iser. In other words, cheese could have all kosher ingredients. Okay, cheese could have all kosher ingredients, but lemaisa, if it was goyish cheese, then it's aser. So we're gonna have a whole shear on that, more than one, you know, on that idea.
Isn't the main problem is that the Dover from a minion and the ochre Dover from a minion?
Yeah, Dover from a minion, it's in a bottle.
Right, no, also there is something that was left
Yeah, no, right. We have to understand what's going to be, of cheese. So this is going to be the big
Mikvah. I think the Rambam or one of the Rishonim said that you can't be Oger until it's a dominion. It was legislated.
So we'll talk about that, Be'ezer Hashem. Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we'll go on to continuing this topic about Dover HaMamid. And okay, we finished this packet, right? We did the Shitas Rishonim about Cholov Toch or Akeva. We did the Cholov Shchuta. And one last thing we didn't do was Rabbi Kiva Eger. There's one Rabbi Kiva Eger, not the Rabbi Kiva Eger that I was telling you about, but another Rabbi Kiva Eger, here on page 14, where he says, Nistapakti b'chol of Ben Pekua, in Mikri Chol of Shchuta. In other words, what's the din of Ben Pekua? Ben Pekua means you have a pregnant animal, and you shech the mother, so if you shech the mother, then the child inside, even though the child inside is running around. You shech the mother, and then you take out the child. The child's still alive. Right? The child's alive. But halpidin, you could shoot the child, and you don't need a problem. Midrabanan, you have to do a shechita. But midaraisa, once you shech the mother, the child is considered shechted also. So that's the question. What about the chalav of, because the ben pekua al pi din is not considered alive. So do we say that it's considered dead, right? So the Rebbe Kiveg has a question. So if you milk the child, is that milk considered chalav shchuta? We said once something is shechted, then you take the milk out of the udder. That's only milk midrabanan. So maybe you could say the same thing by the ben pekua. It's only milk midrabanan. Because al pi din, it's considered shechted. Nearly writing Mesuga the Bechoris, with Asa Rachman and Basa Becholov. Bechorach the Mikri Cholov Shchuta. Because it says, Mechelev Imo, who Shchuta in a royal Dios aim. Right, the Shchuta can't be Mechelev Imo. You have to be able to be a mother. But an animal that shechted can't be a mother. But a ben pekua could still be a mother. Because lamaisa, even though pidin, so maybe there is that cholov of a ben pekua is considered real cholov. So then he wants to bring a raya, Rabbi Kiva Eger, from the Gemara Bechora says that how do you know milk, the famous sugya, how do you know milk is usser, maybe, right? Midosa rachman abosu b'cholov. So one of the reasons is from Eretz Avos Chalav Dvash that we discussed. But then the other reason is Midasa Rachmada Basa B'Cholav. The Torah asks is Basa B'Cholav. So you see over here that milk alone is mutter. Right? Because the fact that the Torah only asks is when it's Basa B'Cholav. So you see that milk is mutter. That's one of the rites that milk is mutter. But then Rav Akiva Eger asks, maybe the Torah is speaking about the Cholov of Ben Pekua, which is mutter, and otherwise, and which is normally mutter, now is going to be Aser. But all other milk is Taka Aser. HaKorcha Mikri Cholov Shchuta Achaka. No, so it must be that V'dilma Yitzrich L'Cholov Ben Pekua El HaKorcha De Mikri Cholov Shchuta Achaka Achim Etzaz Bez Hashem Shar Melech. Because maybe you need the pasuk to tell me that pasuk b'cholov is us. Maybe normally cholov is always us. So what's the pasuk to ask pasuk b'cholov? It's only by cholov of a ben pekua. It's with cholov ben pekua, which normally would. That cholov would have been mutter, But now that it's Mosav Cholov is Asar, but real Cholov would be Asar. Al Korcha, the Mikri Cholov Shchuta, so by the fact that they didn't say that, must be that the Cholov of Bepakua doesn't have a din of Mosav Cholov because it's called Cholov Shchuta. Okay, think about it. It's a whole Cheshbon. But that was the last Nakuda that we didn't talk about. Okay, let me say hello to everybody. Put on everyone on the thing. Harav Katan.
Morning, guys.
Have a good day. Eli Tesler. Have a good day. Eli Deutsch. Harav Hess. Harav Michael K. Harav Ben Katz. Bez Hashem, around 10 minutes or so, those that are interested, we're starting the June's Man of Inyoni Pikuach Nefesh. So anyone who wants to participate is welcome to. There'll be packets online as well. And Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the Inyonim of Yoredeya of Dover Hamamit. We'll start the next packet, Bez Hashem. Hi. Hello?
Hi,
how are you? Thank you. Now, let me call you. I'm about to start shear now, so I'll pull you back later and we'll talk about it, okay? Okay, call to. Bye-bye. Start soon.